Home improvement store Lowe's says it will limit the number of customers who can enter a store at one time. That decision comes about a week after Governor Roy Cooper's stay-at-home order and after many stores saw large crowds of shoppers. Naomi Prelo reports.
Governor Roy Cooper's stay-at-home order went into effect more than a week ago. Several days after it was first issued, dozens of customers rolled into a Lowe's in South Greensboro just off Highway 85. They came out with lumber, gardening supplies, paper towels, and other items on a weekday afternoon just after lunch. Tammy was one of them. She's remodeling her bathroom.
I think some ways people are overreacting. I think the government has done a good job to, you know, help make sure it doesn't take out people like it did in Italy and China. But at some point, life's going to have to go back to normal.
Lowe's and other home improvement stores are considered essential, and company leaders say they will remain open for business to all shoppers. Their new plan to limit customers is designed to maintain social distancing amid large crowds. Willie Granger says he needs Lowe's to stay open.
I'm a contractor. We're considered essential, so we got to keep working.
At the Greensboro store, blue signs on the floor direct people to stand 6 feet apart. There are also large plastic shields at every cashier checkout counter. Lowe's officials have also indicated it will temporarily increase hourly wages for workers. They say they will also allocate $170 million toward a variety of initiatives. Those include new hires, offering emergency paid leave, store signage, and more. There will also be a $10 million donation that goes to essential protective products for medical professionals. Three Lowe's employees have tested positive for the coronavirus in stores in Charlotte and Apex. Those stores are still open for business. And customer Karen Brown is worried that Lowe's stores are still welcoming customers across the state.
It's scary. I know it is because it's so much unknown, but we're going to get through this.
But Brown was still shopping on this day. And Lowe's employees are concerned. At least one reached out to WUNC before customer limits were put in place, worried that the store staying open creates health hazards for her and her colleagues. She did not want us to use her name, fearing retribution if she spoke out. In a statement to WUNC, Lowe's officials say their priority is the health and well-being of their employees and customers. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.